Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this manic Monday in Baltimore. What a weekend. What a weekend. Belmont Stakes, Sovereignty wins. Yeah. We missed the Triple Crown. They cheated us out of Triple Crown. Coco Golf wins the French Open.
Pretty impressive. First American in a long time.
Yeah, but she only won because her opponent messed up.
Do you think is there a language barrier there, or was she just like, she was playing so great leading into it? Even Coco said, hey, I was hoping to face the other girl, but handle business. It is kind of weird to hear a quote like that afterwards.
She issued a statement afterwards, which I think is the dumbest thing ever. When you say something, you say something. I don't need a statement afterwards. Let's just carry it on to the next time we face one.
The only thing I'm asking, is there a language barrier? Like, how good is her English? I don't follow. You know how sometimes this happens where somebody's saying something and they misspeak in that moment. I'm not defending her.
Lost in translation.
Kind of, yeah.
It's hard to be lost in translation when you say she didn't win because she played well. She won because of my errors.
Fair enough.
That's pretty.
Well, all right. I'm just going to go F myself right now.
I don't know how you lose that in translation. And you know what? I'm fine. Why do we have to apologize for that? This is sports. Okay, if that's how you feel, we're both young. We'll probably see one another again, and you can get your chance to play better and beat me. Why does it have to be an apology? I think this is stupid.
Yeah.
You know, Carlos Alcaraz won on the men's side.
Nobody beats that guy on clay.
He's just dumb, man.
It's the same thing as when Nadal was coming up, and you're like, good God, is anybody going to beat him on clay? I don't know how much people follow tennis, but
I mean, his serves, when it comes off the clay, it goes down at 100 miles an hour, comes up at 110. Once it hits the clay, it does. It hits it at 100 miles an hour, it comes at you with 10 miles an hour velocity on top of that. It's just stupid, man.
It's just not fair.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, his opponent was just looking at it go by him. Was that the ball? All right, well, if you say so.
I wasn't ready. Can you do it again?
I will. I'll do it again. Mm. NBA final, that tied up.
Yeah.
So did the Stanley Cup final, tied up this weekend. So a lot of sports this weekend, man.
There are a lot of stuff going on, and even outside the fact, I think most of us were probably tuned into baseball. I mean, you had UFC this weekend, big fights. We had, what was it, Riley Gaines and Simone Biles going at each other?
Oh my gosh, man. There was the bar outside of my hotel in Sacramento that had UFC fights.
Mm-hmm.
They don't charge you. It's outside.
Oh my.
It's a bar next to the place where the Kings play, the arena. Because my hotel is right across from that arena. And they had an outdoor venue where, I mean, you got to buy your food and drinks. And I asked them, I said, you guys don't charge for this? He said, dude, with the amount of money we make off food and drinks, people just walk up, not even watching UFC fights, but they'll see it on,
yeah,
and they'll stop. He said, we benefit more from doing it this way than we would if we charge you to come in. Because if we charge you to come in, you're just coming in for the fight. If we put it out here, you're walking up and you see an event. He said, look, you. I said, well, I like UFC. He said, but still, would you be here if you didn't see outside? I said, probably not.
Yeah, I'm assuming everybody likes UFC, and it's a great way to watch it.
Yeah. But he said that we'll have ladies come up that couldn't tell you two fighters. Yeah. Couldn't name two fighters. But
and that was actually a really good card, too.
It was.
Double main event.
It was, oh my God. It reminded me of Tampa when the Lightning are in the Stanley Cup final and they have it outside. That's what this reminded me of.
That's what reminded me of when you mentioned it.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
That's a good way to do it. People bring lawn chairs and just sit there and watch it.
I kind of pictured the Cowboys. Remember when the Cowboys hosted the Super Bowl and they got all that snow and rain and stuff and everybody lost their mind? But they had that big TV or video board outside, and then they would charge people to come up and just sit there and watch the game there instead of going into the Super Bowl. And people were doing it until the weather got bad. But it seemed like a kind of an event-like thing. Like, oh, I can't go to the game, so why don't I go watch it with everybody else outside and kind of get the same atmosphere and not pay all that
people
money?
People want to watch this because the Ravens did that when they were in the playoffs. You could watch it, you know, the Jumbotrons in the stadium.
Yep.
They had more service outside than they did inside the bar.
Crazy.
I think it's better because inside they get packed. And that's when people get stupid.
It was nice. It was made, at this time, probably mid to upper 60s.
An event says it's better. Then it's got to be better.
It's got to be better.
Yeah, I mean, then what's the other option, huh? Oh, where am I going here? Sorry, I transformed
the gruff, the crime dog. Right now.
I love doing it. That's where I go every time. Ha! Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. I did too many nights and heard those stupid-ass Cars for Kids commercials.
Dude.
Get rid of the kids! I mean, the cars. Oh, sorry.
Jim Palmer did a Money Store ad on the postgame show.
No.
Yes, he did. He said, I forget where we were going. He said, you know, if you don't have it all, you call the Money Store. And he gave the number. Like, what is wrong with you? What is... He just, and we're on camera. He hunches his shoulders like, I don't know. What is wrong with you?
Well, you're a street worker.
So. Yeah, I'm a street worker. Post-game show started at 6:30 one night. It was 92 degrees. Post-game show lasts 30 minutes. By the end of the post-game show, it was 71 degrees. Mm-hmm. In 30 minutes, it dropped 21 degrees.
Yeah. Is that Sacramento?
Yeah. By the end of the game, it was 64 degrees.
Yeah.
So it went from 93 to 64.
Yeah.
But it would drop 21 in the course of 30 minutes.
San Francisco, you're walking around, it's hot during the day, at night. When I went there the first time, I was there, my ex-wife, she's from there. So we went there, and we ended up buying jackets. It dropped into the 50s from like the 80s.
Oh, when we
and it was like damp. It was like cold, damp cold.
I loved San Francisco. Ireland is worse than any place I've ever been to weather-wise, because walk outside. In the same day, I thought I should be wearing 8 different things as it went from cold to hot to rainy to torrential downpour to windy.
How about
to
a two-and-a-half-hour game?
Yeah.
On the first night, it got me, because I just went with my golf shirt, because I left the house. It was warm. I mean, the hotel was real warm. My kind of weather. Like, I love this. And every night after that, the next night, Saturday, I wore my golf shirt, but I took a long sleeve, three-quarter zip. I'm like, this is four-quarter zip, rather.
And not to sound stupid about, like, location of California, is Sacramento on the water?
No, it's inland.
Inland? Okay.
There's a river there, but it's inland, though.
But a lot of times with the water there, you'll see that's why San Francisco's weather drops so quickly.
Yeah, it's right there on the water. Yeah. I like Sac. I could not live on the West Coast, but Sacramento was a cool place.
People are too weird.
Sacramento or West Coast?
California.
Oh, yeah, real weird. Real weird. I enjoy Sacramento more than I did Seattle. However, like I told Jeremy, the whole caveat is this. I worked every morning in Seattle, so I really didn't have a chance to hang out as much.
Mm.
I only worked one day in Sacramento, so I had all weekend to really hang out and soak it in. I liked it. The only thing I don't like, though, is what is food-wise, what is Sacramento known for?
I have no idea.
Nothing.
Oh.
There's nothing. I mean, it's like, dude, I'm walking around like I'm trying to get some. It has Mexican. I found a great steak place, though. Yeah. Found a great steak place. But it has Indian, Mexican. I said, well, what's the signature meal here? She said, there is no signature meal here. Sacramento.
I found it to be just like another state capital, just kind of
blah.
Government blah.
Yeah.
I mean, not a bad place, but I mean, I think Annapolis is unusual because Albany, New York sucks.
Character.
Yeah, Annapolis does have history. Yeah. It's got history. It's got the Naval Academy. It's great.
I'm near it. Sorry.
Kinda. Yeah.
Closer.
Closer.
One thing I will say is this, though. How much do you normally pay for Basil Eaton?
For glass?
Yeah, glass.
$15.
Not less than 15, all right?
Right.
$10.
Really?
$10. A double was 16.
Let me tell you something.
$10.
You think they use real basil?
It was real basil.
Now that you brought that, you know who Basil Hayden is?
He's the guy on Granddad.
Yes, I know. I told you years ago. I was quizzing him.
Hold on. Is,
oh, you just you threw it out there. On.
Is he the guy on Old Granddad?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
You just threw it out there. I don't know.
Do you know, to a restaurant that shall be named later, went out last week, I guess it was, with the Michael and Jennifer for her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I was early, so I'm at the bar, ordered a Manhattan. We had a, you know, Woodford. Nothing. It wasn't Whistle Pig. It was $25.
Wow.
25.
For we live Woodford?
In Baltimore. Yes. This is.
Woodford is all right. Baltimore. Don't get me wrong.
Exactly.
But it's not one of your top shelf. So what was the top shelf stuff?
I shudder to think. I don't know. I was like. And then because it was 20, I left. It was $30. I left the $5. Like $25. Mm. Doesn't help that we have an alcohol tax here.
We have a tax on
it's
everything.
It's in Baltimore, right?
Mm.
It's not a. I don't have that where I live now.
Yeah, you can get your bags for free.
For free! Exactly.
Because yeah, Baltimore's like Paris. So you should charge like this.
The lady at the grocery store is like, sir, would you like to purchase some bags? No, I would like to carry all of this at once by myself. She goes, oh, are you kidding? No, I'm serious. I'm not giving you a nickel for that damn bag. I'll drop everything on the way to the car.
We're giving out shovels at 7 o'clock. But on the other side... Orioles took 4 out of 6 over the week last week on the road on West Coast, but they dropped 2 out of 3 on the weekend to Oakland or Sacramento. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Orioles baseball up next on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
talking.
No, I to me, that's not the story. The story is just left-handed pitching again, right? Like, left-handed pitching got us. We got to figure it out. We know the hitting guys, the players, everybody's working on it hard. There's probably some solutions down the pipeline, too. I think everybody's aware of that as well. But it's just another game, you know, that we've seen where, you know, left-handed pitching that beat us up or shouldn't beat us up, did beat us up, and we got to be better.
Well, the first two pitchers, number one, I thought what the Athletics did was brilliant. They threw Lopez out there, gave him four innings. He gave up one run, unearned run, on four hits. Then they threw Newcomb out there. He goes three innings. And now you just keep pushing yourself further and further back to where you can get Mason Miller in there. You also threw T.J. McFarland out there. He gets an out as well. So he threw as many left-hand hitters, or pitchers, I should say, out there at the Orioles that he could throw because he knows, I don't care. If you have a pulse and you throw left-handed, you got a chance, Jeremy, getting those Orioles out.
Well, we were kind of joking about it in the commercial break because, I don't know, what was it, like 3 weeks ago, a month ago, we were talking about how the Orioles made left-handed pitching look like Sandy Koufax in his best year ever. Well, let me give you the update. I think it was JCM that sent it out and said, now they make left-handed pitching look like Randy Johnson in his Cy Young year. So it's an improvement, albeit a small one. Maybe up next we can get, I don't know, Curt Schilling.
Maybe.
In his Cy Young year. But no, they just can't hit left. And it doesn't matter if it's the Garrett Crochet, yeah, or if it's Logan Allen humping it up there. And it looks like he's not even throwing with the right hand. You know, the correct hand, I should say. But yeah, lefties, it just screws this team up. And we'll see if moving on in the future, if not just doing the solely righty-lefty matchups, help. Or do they add? Do they trade pieces away? I have no idea how this season's going to go, but they've given themselves an opportunity.
It's been like that for a while. Remember Texas in the playoffs threw the lefty out there just to make you get the all right-handed lineup, and then would he throw an inning or two? And
yeah,
then
they do the opener.
And then he got him out of there. You know, we saw that initially years ago with Milwaukee.
Brewers
did it. Who did they throw?
So they,
one of our former lefties. What's
his name? Wade Miley.
Right, Wade Miley.
You remember
Wade
Miley. This was before he had to face three batters, right, too, because he came out the one time, faced a batter, and they're like, see you later. I think it was before the three batter thing.
It was before the three batters. I think it was the year before. No, do they have the three batters in the playoffs? I think that year they didn't have three batters in the playoffs.
Maybe.
They had it in the regular season, but not the playoffs.
Either way, he came out quick, and then they put in their normal starter. Because I was going, why are they starting Wade? Man, what are they thinking? How they seen this guy pitch? And then he comes out, and sure enough.
And the thing about it, the opposing team knew what they were doing, but they fell for it anyway.
I think, there are some things in this game that the forward thinkers, like bringing in a top-notch arm to face your top three hitters to start off the game. Don't you feel like you feel like you have an edge. You're eliminating one inning with their best hitters, right? Yeah. Or at least who they believe should be at the top of the order. But like some of the stuff kind of got out of hand. Like teams that were constantly doing it, it changes up everything.
I think just like so many other sports, man, it's getting too cute.
Yeah,
just put your best lineup out there.
I agree.
Just put the best lineup.
Seriously, if you guys can hit, I mean, you should be able to hit left-handed pitching. It's like, it's ridiculous.
The sad part is, how are you going to get better if you never face it?
Right, yeah. The guys are hot. Like I saw O'Hearn got the pinch hit for a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, why are you doing that?
He didn't even start yesterday. Now with him not starting yesterday, I kind of understand it. He's struggling right now. Maybe he needed a rest because he's struggling. He's scuffling. So maybe he needed a little bit of a rest, but they do that too often. You never know what the strategy is behind it. But, you know, Orioles scored one in the first, was it? Yeah. No, one in the second.
Mm-hmm.
And then gave up three in the bottom of the second. And ball game was over at that point.
Yeah, bless you.
Yeah, they had to score again. Ball game was over. Mason Miller came in. And
who was it? Was it Mancelino talked about him the other night when he came in and it was like 103, 104, like just – good luck. Good luck. That was a tough one because you had guys on base.
I wanted to go in and hug Heston Kjerstad. I wanted to hug him because he looked like he was abused in that batter's box. Mm-hmm. That slider was just too much for him.
And when you throw the way he does, it doesn't matter if you're right or left-handed.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. He looked like he just had no clue in that batter's box. And I'm not making fun of him and just because Mason Miller, when he's at his best, can make you look like you have no clue.
Yeah, I was hoping we were going to pick up like last season.
He had a horrible May, though. You see his May?
No, he was
an ERA of 10 in May.
Did he really?
Yeah.
The problem is like I don't want to trade for that guy when he's
going to have Tommy John surgery.
He's going to have some injuries. By the way, Corbin Burns out. We can get to that in a little bit too with Tommy John.
Yeah, he'll be out till the end of next year.
Yeah, we got that at 8 o'clock.
Well, I'm just throwing it out there because it's another port. Like we talk about the injuries. What would people be saying about the Orioles if they signed him and he got hurt? And I know you don't know that happens before, but we had talked about Father Time and you're watching the guy kind of wear down a little bit. It seems like all these guys are eventually, if you don't go through Tommy John, consider yourself fortunate.
Yeah.
Because of how hard you throw, how often you're throwing, and not even just how hard, it's not, the
it's
movement.
The spin. Yeah, it's the spin. Because I don't think Randy Johnson ever had Tommy John surgery.
Maybe not.
Because he didn't throw with that kind of, he threw a slider and a fastball. I mean, that's what he did. A slider is spin on it, but it's like throwing a football. That's just it. I mean, but this other stuff, man, you put between your fingers and come on, dude.
You're snapping your arm so hard. Yes. It's like over and over and over.
Well, and guys are finding out at younger ages different ways to get more velocity or an edge, spin rate.
The spin rate's a big thing, I think.
And then they take away spider tack, and then all of a sudden, now these guys are trying to get back the spin that they had with spider tack, and what do you know? Everybody's hurt. Wonder why.
Bring spider tack back. Friend of mine said,
juice the baseballs and bring spider tack back, and we'll see who wins.
Someone on her kid's team, 14 years old, just had Tommy John surgery.
Really?
I said, from what? She said, he started throwing that spin stuff when he was 11.
Yeah, wow. Well, the problem is like, this is what people don't realize that, well, I'm saying a lot of guys in the game, your kid should not be throwing a curveball.
No, he shouldn't.
Period.
But they've been saying this since I'm a kid.
Yeah,
but they told you not to throw breaking balls since I was a child. So why is everybody ignoring
this? But he's going to be a major leaguer, Ed. He's 12. He's going to play in the majors. Well, I got to get the scouts looking at his curveball. He throws a split finger fastball, too.
Have you read any of the articles about the parents that want their kids to have Tommy John early on? Yes. So they get stronger afterwards and they'll be better off for it. It's like,
I don't know if you ever heard of this, but some people have two Tommy John surgeries. So if he has it early on, chances are you
didn't Scooble have two?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, come on, dude. That's
Well, I mean, look, it's all a part of the game, but like trying to figure it out and why things
it's
are going on.
Part of the game.
Yeah.
Giving out shovels at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, did the weekend series in Sacramento leave you with more questions than answers? About the Birds, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
4-2. I mean, anytime you go on the West Coast, even when we've been, the last couple years when we've been winning 100 games and making runs in the American League, I mean, you go on the West Coast for 6 games, it's tough. There's issues with sleeping through the morning. Everybody's up at 6 a.m. The days are long. It's hot. We haven't been in the heat. So you walk out of this thing 4-2 against a really good Seattle team and an Oakland or Sacramento team that they played tough, man. They played really good. Those first three hitters were hard on us. So 4-2, I'll take it.
That was Tony Massolino, interim manager for the Baltimore Orioles. The Orioles were 22-36 when they went out to this road trip. That's after winning, 3 games in a row. They continued that out there. 22-36. Ed, knowing that you had Seattle at the time in first place and the A's, I heard you don't call them Sacramento, you don't call them Oakland. They're just the A's.
It's funny. I didn't know what team. I was looking at the schedule one day. And I'm like, what city is that?
You know what their Athens? Abbreviation is? Yeah, it's just ATH. They didn't SAC or it's just weird, man.
It's weird.
What was a good record for you in this 6-game West Coast swing before it started?
3-3.
3-3?
Yeah.
Mine was 3-3.
Yeah.
Jeremy?
If you're saying good, I'd say 4-2. Acceptable in most years, 3-3.
3-3. So now, and I'm hearing like a great deal of disappointment. Because they came back 4-2. Is that because of how they started off in Seattle?
I think it was who they lost to.
Yeah.
You sweep, a first-place team and you lose to a last-place team. I think that's what it is anyway.
That's baseball, baby.
Yeah. Seattle is playing horrible baseball right now. I don't know whether we turned that on, that horrible faucet, or that was turned on before we got there. But they're playing. They're no longer in first place. They're now 2.5. When we got there, they were in first place. They're now 2.5 games back. And they've only won 3 of the last 10.
See, this is why, like, when I look at the Orioles and everybody's yelling, sell, sell, sell. And trust me, if they get to the point and they're looking in the mirror going, hey, these are the odds we have of making the playoffs. These are the things that need to happen. We could get this and shoot for next year. That's a decision that the front office is going to have to figure out when the time gets close. But the same thing you're talking about, this Oakland, this Sacramento, this athletics team out west, they were hot in the beginning of the year, and everybody's like, man, what's going on with them? Right. And then they go on this horrific losing streak, break
2-20
and then come back and now take a series.
9 in a row.
See, yeah. But, I mean, that's baseball. You even heard Palmer talk about the 7-game losing streaks that they had in the World Series year. Yeah. And,
two of them.
Yeah, this happens. And that's why, like, when you bring up Seattle, we're seeing them kind of fall apart. Mm-hmm. Go look at the teams that started off strong and how they're playing now. I think a lot of this stuff is cyclical. And then you look
Texas still can't get it together.
No, they can't hit. They can't hit. I don't know what's... They fired their hitting coach, started hitting a little bit better. There's too much talent on that team and on the Orioles to hit the way that they have been.
Yeah, I just... I'm not disappointed at a four. I don't care how it adds up. It was okay. For me, I said, if we go 3-3 on this, I'm good. 3-3, I'm good. 4-2, oh, I'm loving that. 5-1, I couldn't even ask for that. So I'm not
6-0. You get that Vince McMahon face, right?
That means you're on a 9-game win streak. I'm not even going to be upset because they lost 2 out of 3 to the A's. I'm not. They went 4-2 on that swing. Now you come home. You got Detroit and what, Anaheim?
Yeah. Well, Los Angeles. Remember they
Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Stay still, California teams. Just stay still. So I look at it for the record. They went 4-2 on a West Coast swing. If they go 4-2 over every 6 games, then they get back in it. That's it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how it stacks up. Doesn't matter who it's against. 4-2 is 4-2. You wouldn't have asked for that earlier.
Well, that's what we said. If you keep winning series as you approach to the trade deadline, you should be right around 500. If you're able to keep trading, you know, winning series is what I should say. But like when you went 3-0, it kind of gave you a couple break points against the A's. The problem is how you finished. And as Ed pointed out, last place team, I think fans have expectations of you just going in and beating their ass.
Well, they just had, you know, they take 2 series in a row, 2 sweeps. And that's like, well, we should come away with this one. And, you know, you don't.
I think people should just be happy the fact that, like, it has turned a little bit. We've all said they weren't as bad as they were playing. Like, who knows what's going wrong, the injuries, all the other things that people wanted to point at. But again, like, I go back to this. We'll find out in a couple months if people are still bringing up Kyle Stowers. Hadn't heard his name in a while. Norby had a nice weekend. Corbin Burns, they should have signed him out for the year. We talked about all the starting pitching that you wanted him to sign in the offseason.
I don't think Corbin Burns is going to be ready to 27.
Yeah. Corbin Burns, done. Blake Snell, hurt. You know, and who's the other? There was another big name that got hurt, too. Anyway, either way, there were 3 pitchers that everybody's like, you got to go out and take a look at. They're all hurt right now.
410-583-1057 is the number. We better get Tuesday's game against Detroit because you got Mize and Schuble the last 2 games.
And Mize's top prospect for them is finally starting to figure it out.
2.91 earned run average, what, 6-1 on the year?
Yep.
You better get that first game.
You're facing Schuble Thursday, I think.
Yeah, you got Mize and Schuble.
You know what I'd be doing, honestly, if I'm the Orioles, is just calling the – and I know it's another one of those one-year things. If you think you're going to be in this or if you have hopes of signing anybody, calling Arizona about Zach Gallen now that – and maybe they're not willing to trade depending on where they're at and what their visions are because of the injury to Burns, but they've had a bunch of injuries there. They're not going to re-sign him in the offseason, I don't believe. And that's a target that could be one of the Orioles' targets next year, but we'll see.
So bring him in now and then hope to re-sign him?
Yeah.
What do you give up for him?
I don't know what you'd have to give
up for. Because Mountcastle's hurt right now. Mountcastle's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks.
I'm happy we get a longer look at Kobe Mayo. I'm not happy about Mountcastle.
Someone said to me, I think they're just babying him because they want Kobe Mayo to play. I don't think so.
No.
Because
he had started hitting.
He started hitting. Now you want him to keep hitting to trade him. You don't want to sit him down. You ruin his trade opportunities. I don't think that's correct at all.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, they don't necessarily want Mayo to play first base. Not necessarily, but he's going to have to play first base. They want him to play first base so much that they let him DH yesterday and they put Emmanuel Rivera at first base. Don't do that again.
Mm.
Don't do that again. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You know, again, they went 4-2 on a West Coast swing. I'm good with that. Would I've liked to go 5-1? Yeah, based on how they started, I get it. I'm not saying I don't understand why people aren't disappointed that they didn't do at least 1 game better and win that series. I understand why, but 4-2 is 4-2.
Yeah, it's the grand scheme of things. It's why you. It's always about what's happened to me lately. I don't know how many people I've talked to that said if you went back to last night's NBA game, if the Thunder lose, they might get swept or get a gentleman sweep. And I'm going, have you guys watched the games this year? Like, things happen.
Have you watched a sport in your life?
Well, that's what goes on. Like, and they even brought up the fact that the Orioles had the same winning percentage after sweeping the Mariners that they had when Brandon Hyde got fired. But you feel differently because you're on a winning streak and things look better. They put themselves in this hole. The question is, can they get out of it?
410-583-1057 is the number. You brought up the NBA Finals, so we'll talk about it on the other side. A series is tied up at one, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On the fan.
Hildas Alexander off the bounce. Gets inside. Double clutch. Counted out a foul. Chance for a three-point play. SGA on the drive. Pulls back. Jump shot. Got it. Shai Splendor on full display here in game two. A 17-point lead. Johnny Furthy, the rookie, coming on for Indiana. Gildas Alexander gets inside, draws a foul, bangs it home.
That's courtesy of ESPN. Game two of the NBA Finals last night goes to the OKC Thunder, 123-107, evening out that series. Tyrese Haliburton with 17.6 assists. He now becomes the first Indiana Pacer to have, 15 points, 5 assists, and was it 8 playoff games in 1 year?
Yeah. I mean, look, he's been great. call a man the most overrated player in the league and watch him just step up. The shots he's hit late, Siakam's been phenomenal. I've said this all along, though. Like, I just got a message from a buddy saying, hey, the Pacers have bounced back in all the game threes and every... Well, you'd have to think, too. Most of those game threes, they'd probably be going home. And on top of it, they have... I'm not trying to dismiss the Pacers, because I actually love watching them play. I just think the Thunder are a totally different beast, and I would not be shocked if they rattled off 3 more in a row and made it 4-1. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that's going to happen, because it's about matchups. We have to see how they perform in Indiana. But if you're Indiana, you got to say, get it to game six. If we can get it to game six, that gives us a shot at home to send it to a game seven. Unless, of course, they have the lead there.
Here's the problem I have going into this. Dear Rick Carlisle, shot selection, 11, 12, 12, 8, 13 for your starters. That was the shot selection. I understand you run a very open offense where it's not designed to get someone in particular the basketball. But if Tyrese Halliburton isn't shooting 20 times, then you're going to lose again and again and again.
Is that on Halliburton or is that on Rick? Because Halliburton's very passive.
It's got to be on Rick. Okay. You know why?
Because he's got to tell him.
He's got to tell him. All right.
I'm not arguing with you. I agree with you.
Can I make it personal?
Yeah, yeah.
Can I make it personal? When I want Kiki to shoot the ball more, I can get to shoot the ball more.
Yeah.
I don't have to tell him to shoot the ball more. We're going to run an offense to where she got no choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
She got no choice. You can run the offense where give me a high screen and roll, well, like OKC was doing to you. Give me that high screen and roll and let him come downhill and decide then. I think when he comes downhill and decide then, he has that one on one and he isolates that defender, that defender's going to come up to him. You're going to get assists. Then all of a sudden, you're going to get help in different areas. Now you can go one-on-one. You can put up for the jumper. He can run an offense where Halliburton has to take more shots.
See, but I also think this. Like, the point guard is the one guy, and if you're running the true sets where your point guard is bringing the ball up the floor, and you know there are sets where LeBron brings the ball up the floor, and then you might call him a point forward at that point in time, depending on the personnel. But that guy has the ball in his hands. And one of the reasons why we talk about in March Madness that I want to bet on teams with good backcourts as opposed to teams with good front courts is because the guys in the good front courts usually have to have somebody get them the ball.
Right.
The guards are the ones that have the ball in their hand that make things happen. They create for themselves and for others. It does not mean the bigs can't create. I'm just saying the ball is going to be in their hand more. It just makes me wonder at times, like when I watch Halliburton play, and I understand he gets everybody involved, great assist to turnover ratio, all that. But there have been games where he's taken three shots, man.
He has what? Great what?
Assist to turnover ratio.
Okay. This is my proof that he needs to shoot the ball more, Ed. Not only did he have 13 shots last night and six assists, but he had five turnovers.
And that's unlike him.
You know why he had five turnovers? Because he's forcing distribution to other people. That's why he had five turnovers, Ed.
Yep.
More shots, he's forcing distribution. And when you do that, you turn the basketball over.
This is going to draw a foul.
What's that?
He didn't take one free throw last night. He didn't get on the line at all.
And that seems just kind of weird where everybody's talking about. And look, the people that are knocking, like Doris Burke called Shai a free throw merchant. He is. James Harden was. Joel Embiid is. Like some guys get there a little bit more by the pump fakes. And
Shai was 11-12 from the line.
He does it every game. He shot more free throws than anybody in the league this year. Yeah. So, and that's usually a Harden and Embiid thing. But
11-12? He's 11-20. Oh, okay.
For the free throw.
Okay, for free throw. I thought he was talking about for the field.
No. But again, it's like calling somebody a garbage player. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe you called me garbage. No, I said you're a garbage player. And what do garbage men do? They clean up everything.
Rebounds and
Josh Hart, to me, is the greatest garbage player you could ever see in your life. And what do I mean by that? He fills up the stat sheet. If you want him to go lock down a player and go, I don't care if you score. Okay, he might get you 2 points, 8 assists, and 12 rebounds. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a modern day garbage player who's probably going to the Hall of Fame.
Who?
Draymond Green.
Yeah. You can't get any more garbage than that.
Draymond Green is probably going to the Hall of Fame as a garbage player.
Hold on, I thought he wasn't a superstar. Joe, can you call your friend and see what he thinks about Draymond? Come on, man. By the way, did you see Draymond when Lisa Leslie was saying that NBA players should give up some of their money to the WNBA players? Draymond went, no. No, we shouldn't.
Why should they?
This is the biggest thing. Like, there's so many things that we should fight for women getting fair pay and equal pay in life. This is not one of them. This is based on performance completely. Yeah. If people aren't coming into your restaurant, guess what? You don't make money and you eventually shut down.
Fair pay would be they wouldn't get paid. Because they're not turning a pro. That would be fair pay.
In a league that was financed by the NBA in the first place.
I mean, and listen, I love women. I coach girls basketball. I coach women's college basketball.
Fight for
I
what's
love
right.
It. But come on, man. As much as I love women's basketball, I don't love the WNBA. I don't. Man. It's akin to the NBA to me. I don't know. No. Salt is better chill.
See, but again, I like... Looking at, just the way that things set up, I mean, I think it gets frustrating at times, especially like when we're talking basketball and what women deserve and what men. This is the first, correct me if I'm wrong, is this the first like professional women's league we have, like comparatively speaking with other sports? I know you have soccer. I'm talking
about the big three.
There's no baseball. Yeah. There's no, maybe they start a softball.
Women just started softball this past weekend. It's funded by Major League Baseball.
It'd be great to see that stuff take off, but understanding, like, what if we had great, like, you could talk about a minor league team that's killing it. And those guys aren't getting paid except for what they got paid before. This is how this all works. You have to establish yourself to bring in money and then say you need to
turn
make
a profit.
Money. They haven't yet.
Got to turn a profit.
Caitlin's fine. Did you see? She's hurt. And then they had that game down in D.C., which I feel bad for all the fans here that wanted to go see it. And then it turns into that yesterday where it's like, did anybody really want to see that? Or not yesterday. Was it this past week? They had a game down because they played the Sky this weekend, but they had the Mystics. Was it Friday night maybe? Anyway, with her being hurt, people don't show up. It's not the same.
It's not the same. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeremy Fowler told us that Rashad Bateman deal didn't quite go down the way we thought it went down. But on the other side, we're giving our shovels, Ed Norris.
Yeah, I'm going to give mine to American lawmakers. We have some stupid laws on the books, man. We really do.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057TheFan. Shovels next.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.